It's time to hit the trail with a territorial rodeo update with Derek Beck.
Derek Beck, and yes, a opportunity here to spotlight the Indian National Finals Rodeo. Been around for a long time, actually celebrating 50 years here in 2026. And we have Commissioner and President Bo Vasu with us on the telephone. Hey, first off, congratulations on 50 years. You got to be doing something right for any event to stick around for that long.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're pretty excited. It's been a roller coaster. The last few years have been really exciting. We've grown quite a bit, and it's great to make it to this milestone of 50 years.
Well, you talk about growing. That certainly you have done that. You've moved your national finals is now in Las Vegas in October, and that's at South Point, right?
Correct. I've been fortunate enough to be on the board of the INFR since 2007. One of the first steps we took that year was moving our finals to Las Vegas in 2008, and we've got to watch it grow every year since our move to Vegas, and it's become one of the most sought-after events in Las Vegas now.
Now, we wanted to talk to you because we don't get to see a lot of INFR events in the Midwest. I think one in North Dakota, and then we have one at the end of May in North Platte, Nebraska, where we have a lot of listeners down there. They're putting on their adrenaline rush. That's May 30th, Lincoln County Fairgrounds. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com for that, or hit up Territorial Rodeo Update here on Facebook or TikTok, and we've got all the information for you for that as well. So we talk, what are the big differences between PRCA and obviously the Indian National Finals Rodeo? I mean, you guys are celebrating Native American Rodeo. Is that the biggest difference?
All our members are members of federally recognized Native American tribes in the United States and Canada. That's one of the major differences as far as our contestants go. Obviously, many of our contestants rodeo in the PRCA and the PBR. We have some of the greatest contestants in all of rodeo. Another big difference is we are the only association. We make it mandatory that our junior and senior events are part of the rodeo. So in the PRCA, that quite often you have only six to seven events. Well, with ours, we have our standard rodeo events, but we have the junior bull riding, the junior bell racing, and the junior breakaway roping. And then for our seniors, our elders, we have senior breakaway roping and senior team roping.
Bo Vasu, he is a commissioner and the president with the INFR, been joining us today. Bo, appreciate it. Good luck. Hope to check back in with you throughout the course of the year as we bring a little Native American flair to the TRU now here in our 25th year on the radio, too.
Thank you very much. I look forward to being out there for you guys' event.
And that's the show this week, brought to you in part by Sioux Steel Company, Gingrich Structures, and Adrenaline Rush, May 30th in North Platte, Nebraska. Listen to the entire conversation online anytime at rodeotru.com.